The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
To the National Intel Report. I'm your host from Wednesday night, William Repellum. Tonight is January 4th, 2023. Happy New Year, everybody. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash that donate button as hard as you can and donate as much as you can, whatever is manageable for you. Even if it's only a dollar. Free speech cannot stay alive without we the people supporting it. Tonight I have two very special guests with me, returning guests, and I'm so honored to have them with me. And we have some updates going on with Alfred Schaefer, who is in Germany now. And we have his sister Monica as well. So, Alfred, let me welcome you first.
Welcome. Well, thanks, William, for having me back on the show, or us back on the show. Yeah, and there's lots happening now, so there's lots to talk about.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, I'm not excellent what's happening, but I like your attitude about it, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Monica, and you as well, Alfred's sister, and you've also been through it. With this tyranny, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back on your show with you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. All right. So let's just launch right into it, I guess. There's a couple of articles I wanted to drop a couple of articles here that are sort of related. to everything that's going on, because I got my new copy of the American Free Press newspaper. So I have just a couple of quick articles to read. One of them is about a pro-free, it's kind of good news here, a pro-free speech bank is launched in Oklahoma. The other one is the Thought Police target new video sharing site, which is about BitChute. So everybody may have heard about what's happened at BitChute. They had their bank accounts frozen. So BitChute is under threat right now. We get a lot of our videos from BitChute. And so, you know, we have the Jewish parasite that is coming after every possible avenue of truth coming out. They need to squash it everywhere they go. These disgusting tyrants that have just spawned their filth all over the world. It's so heinously disgusting. And tonight, Alfred, you're going to tell us the latest about what's going on with you. But before we do, let me carve out just a few minutes to go over these articles real quick. Okay. So country music star John Rich has partnered with Dr. Ben Carson and conservative commentator Larry Elder to purchase First State Bank of Elmore City, Oklahoma, the first bank established in the Sooner State, and will rename it Old Glory Bank in an effort to promote American values and oppose cancel culture in the financial system, according to Newsmax. Excuse me. It's been dismaying to see the political weaponization of the financial system, Rich noted. Following the announcement, Old Glory Bank was created to be the full banking solution for folks who still believe in freedom and the greatness of America. According to a press release, Old Glory Bank will be the first chartered bank to openly support America, its flag, freedom, patriotism, the military, and first responders, and has vowed to never cancel law-abiding customers for their beliefs or for exercising their lawful right of free speech, a welcome development in an age of extreme censorship and the politicization of the financial system and social media websites. Quote, we value the values of America and believe in the principles that forge this country, such as liberty, privacy, security, community, family, and faith, Elder stated. Our Glory Bank has also vowed to have no fee accounts, free overdraft protection, free ATMs, and early direct deposit access, all of which are subject to certain conditions, as is common practice in the banking industry. Dr. Ben Carson, the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, said that the bank will serve lower and middle income Americans and those Americans that other banks have marginalized and ignored, hardworking patriots who keep this country running every day. Bennett Brown, Old Glory Bank's senior regulatory officer, said that with the cutting-edge technology available today, the bank aims to export its hometown values across the country. People used to select a bank that was closest to their home, Brown stated. Now, with our great mobile banking, they can choose the bank that is closest to their identity. Visit oldglorybank.com for more details. This is absolutely fantastic news. I'm so happy to hear to read about this. This is the solution to our problems right here. I hope it works. And, you know, I really and I hope it spreads. This is the way to fight back against these disgusting, vile tyrant, just warmongering, murderous vermin parasites that we've had enough of. I mean, it's really gotten bad. And let me kick it over to you first, Alfred, and get your take here.
Yeah. Well, okay. Just going back to what's happened to me lately. Yesterday, that's the 3rd of January, 2023. I had to appear again for in front of the Inquisition in Augsburg, which is the area responsible for when I was in prison. And it's for something I did when I was in prison, because I had shown there was a young Afghani and a young Albanian prisoner. I explained to them why I was in isolation mode and then why I was in prison. And the reason for me being in prison, I had gotten 4 years because of my jumping dog. when I saw Monica the first time when I was in this during the long court thing in 2018, and she walked into the room, I just raised my right arm. You know, I didn't say anything. I just raised my right arm and showed how high my dog can jump. And for that gesture in the courtroom, I had received the 4 years prison sentence. And that's what I was explaining to these other prisoners, why I was in prison. And when I was explaining why I was in prison, a guard saw me. It was only, you know, the three of us in the courtyard and the two guards. And for that, I was put on trial now. And that's a long story, but just to cut it short now, is that they gave me a 6 months on that. But that was the lowest court. We're taking that to the next level court. So that's the new Muppet Show that I'm involved in. And I don't look at that as being something bad. I look at that something as being an opportunity to focus, you know, this whole madness, this insanity, you know, to expose it and deal with it. And even though these are psychopaths that just will, no matter what we bring, no matter what we say, they have already determined the penalty. And that's what we are going to expose, no matter what happens. And if I go back to prison again, that's the cost of doing business. But the cost is not as bad as those people who do nothing and roll up their sleeve and take the Jew jab, the Jew death shot. The cost they pay for obeying is they die. Okay, I'm not dead yet. I'm fighting, and I'll go to prison, and I'll come out again. But I would never take the Jew shot, for example. And so this is the war that we're in. And going back to what you just read there about the money there and the bank account, you know, and you know, for people with their own opinion or their own, you know, they're not going to be penalized for what they say. Yeah, that's important. We have got to get control of the money system that we are so dependent on. And that's the key to all of this whole thing, is the money, which is now in the hands of an absolutely horrific, psychopathic crime syndicate. That's what the Jewish construct is. And that's what the money that we are depending on for everything we do is in their hands. So they have got us, you know, they're by our throats, by basically. And since they've stolen everything from us, they now want to try to exterminate us, basically, so they can get away with the goods, kind of thing. And that's the big picture that we're involved in. So I'll just give it back to you, and we'll continue then. Thanks.
Yeah. Are you there? Are you there, William? Otherwise, I'll jump in. Maybe you
please.
Forgot to
please
unmute.
Yeah,
I did. Yes, great to you there, Monica.
Okay.
I figured you might be talking to yourself. Anyway, do you want to comment first on Alfred's, and then I could
talk
about the bank?
No, you go right.
Yeah,
go right ahead.
That I hope that bank is, you know, the true blue, what they say it is, and that there isn't some parasite underneath, you know, that infiltrates and sort of twists it back to their purposes. But it's fantastic. It really is. We have to take control of how we exchange goods and services. I mean, money is just a placeholder for value. And that's where the parasite has really done their parasitic thing and done usury, which, you know, I used to just think that, oh, well, that's how it is. It's the only way. But no, then I started to realize that's not the only way. I mean, usury has been forbidden in many, you know, religions and many places. And for like, usury is not normal. But we grew up thinking that's just normal, like, you know, interest on loans or interest on whatever. So this is really good. That's a very good thing that this new bank that you described, fantastic. So that's my comments on that. And I'll pass it over to you, William, if you want to take it from there.
Yeah. And like I say, I really hope that it spreads. And if you could, it says visit oldglorybank.com for more details. So anybody, it sounds like anybody can join. You know, it doesn't have to be, it's not a local bank. That's just if you live in the county, which is great. If that's, I think, the next best thing, if you find a small bank in your county that serves smaller people, that's not part of the well, it's just, I don't know, that every bank is beholden to the Fed, Federal Reserve, I believe. But, you know, if you can find a bank that's close to you and serves a local community, that's a lot better. But now they have this oldglorybank.com, which it sounds like anybody can join. So consider doing that, folks, because that is a huge step towards I'm going to look into it, you know, after the show here.
Yeah,
I just found this article.
Yeah, it would be good to look into that, because what you just said, one sentence there that kind of made all my antennas go up, that every bank is beholden to the Federal Reserve. Well, then that kind of negates everything, because the Federal Reserve, we know that that's the private Jewish bank. But if they can be independent from that, which I don't know, maybe they are independent from that they aren't beholden to, or maybe you meant that, you know, normal, the mainstream, all the big banks are beholden to the Federal Reserve. I don't know. Maybe this is separate. So, yeah, that should be something to look into. I mean, lots of local people here in my area where I live, we've talked about all these things, and lots of people are getting back into bartering and trading and getting things back into our local economy. I also know that there have been many cities or towns or regions through time and space that have created their own local currency. I mean, why not? Why not create your own local currency for the area you live in, so that you use that currency? Because it might get too complicated to start bartering. First, you'd barter two ways, then you barter three ways, you know, and then you might need five-way barter. Well, then it would make sense to have your own local currency, so that, you know, you might not want the goods from the baker, or the baker might not want your skills because he doesn't need them, but you want to buy that bread, but you need something to trade it with, right? So these things can be done. These things can be done. We just have to put it in our heads that we can do these, and then just organize and do it. So it would be good to learn more about that bank and how they operate, and if they are beholden to this Federal Reserve thing, which is not federal, and it's not it's not the People's Bank, it's the Jewish bank.
Yeah, you know, right. Well, the last time that someone tried to become independent or go after that system was the great JFK, John Kennedy, and he was assassinated for what he. That's why the Jews took him out. That's why they killed him. And the Jews have
always. Well, Gaddafi too. Gaddafi. Much more recent. I mean, and he was compared to Hitler, and you know those. Yeah, that's all Hitler. That was his big crime, was to do independent, get away from the Jewish money system too, and of course lots of other great things he did. But those were his crimes, according to the parasite. So, well, but anyway, sorry to interrupt.
The Jews will not accept any group of people gaining control over their own money. That's where, and now since they have the whole planet in their hands, basically, that's what they're doing. They're just going absolutely insane now to try to keep it that way and get everyone mixed up and fighting with each other. So it's not even possible for anybody to cooperate with one another without the Jewish money, kind of thing. So that's the problem we have right now. And Monica, you were talking about people starting to barter and so forth. Well, that's what's going to happen. We are at the beginning of a hyperinflation. If you think the inflation is bad so far, that's nothing compared to what is coming down the line just in the immediate future. Like, our money system is going mathematically, it cannot stand up with the present, finances or financial order the way we have it. And we will be going into a period of hyperinflation. And if people have nothing of value that they can trade with someone else, then they will be facing starvation, basically. That's what that's the scenario that we're heading into.
That's right. And we have family members that experienced it personally. Like, I remember our Uncle Erhard, he always talked about the money system, and he did a lot of research on it. And as a child, he experienced that personally. So this is something that really does happen, you know, where in Germany they needed a wheelbarrow of money to... Oh, I hear music, so I guess we're having a break here.
We are. We're up against the first break, so stick around, folks. We'll be right back with Alfred and Monica Schaefer.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago when warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, folks, we're back. I love that song. I love that song. Don't you guys love that song? That's a great song. It's one of my favorite songs from...
I was closing my eyes and just, you know, swinging
let it
back
play.
And forth. Just really like it.
We'll let it play for a minute.
Another year and then you'd be happy. Just one more year and then you'd be happy. But you're crying,
Okay, all right, we'll come back now. That's probably good. Yeah, that's Jerry Rafferty. It's called Baker Street. And that's a favorite from my childhood. You know, I remember hearing that when driving around with my dad in the truck. It would come on the radio all the time.
Yeah, anyway. when that saxophone comes on, I think it's a saxophone. Am I wrong about that? Or I just love that.
That's correct. Yeah.
Oh, I just love that. That could just take me right off my feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got one more article I want to read. I don't have to do it yet. Well, I might as well do it. I'll just get it out of the way. This is the one about BitChute, and it's called Thought Police Target New Video Sharing Site. BitChute, a video sharing platform similar to YouTube, that, unlike its competitor, is actually dedicated to free speech, has had two banking accounts frozen and seized, including undisclosed sums of money, according to its founder and chief executive. And its competitor is, of course, YouTube. Roughly 2 years ago, the platform became the target of an activist group that attempted to shut us down by pressuring our suppliers. Activist groups. Yeah. Ray Vahey, the founder and chief executive officer of BitChute, announced recently, "As a result, we lost some server hosting, our office space, and other suppliers. We also lost our bank account with HSBC. Well, what are you doing banking with HSBC? You guys, come on, man. That's not a good decision. All right. Which the alternative video sharing platform held in good standing and without any issues since we launched in 2017. After attempting to open a new account with a different bank, and just as the funds from HSBC were set to be transferred into the new account, the new bank then rejected the transfer, and the money was sent back to HSBC. BitChute has been unable to access the funds since then, and to this day has not received its money from HSBC." Ah, so the Jews are stealing people's money again. Vahey then requested arbitration through the UK's banking ombudsman. I don't know what that is. Which began in November 2022. Since that process began, however, yet another bank account owned by BitChute was arbitrarily shut down, an obvious sign that the powerful forces operating throughout the West determined to stifle free speech and free expression are at war with the alternative video sharing platform. Since arbitration started, we have provided many details, including the bank account where HSBC could send our money, Vahey explained. Within a week of handing over that information, that new bank account was suspended without notice. We informed the ombudsman that we do not want to give HSBC additional bank accounts and prefer any transfer from HSBC use a third party such as escrow. Even a bag of cash would do. Based in the UK, BitChute describes itself as a politically neutral company that has a diverse community in interests and backgrounds and requires its users only upload legal content that complies with the platform's terms of service. Since its founding, BitChute has seen explosive growth, featuring a wide array of channels from diverse political, religious, and philosophical backgrounds. All right, so that was a short stint. I didn't get through all our article, but I'll finish this article when we get back from this bottom of the hour break, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back. And we got Alfred and Monica Schaefer.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
All right, folks, we're back. Bottom of the hour, National Intel Report. I'm your host, William Repillum. Wednesday night, I've got Alfred and Monica Schaefer with me. We're going to continue with this article about BitChute, the Thought Police target new video sharing site. I got a couple paragraphs left here. BitChute is pro-freedom of expression, a universal human right, the company notes in a recent fundraiser page set up to help it retrieve the money stolen from it by HSBC. Furthermore, censorship and deplatforming are poor ways to tackle societal problems, as they merely create echo chambers that can lead to bigger problems in the long run. It is important to allow people to express all ideas, as this exposes them to immediate opposition and allows for a public deconstruction of any flaws they may contain. Vahe set up the fundraiser on GiveSendGo at givesendgo.com. BitChute, an alternative crowdfunding platform dedicated to free speech and political dissent, where supporters and can donate to their legal efforts to obtain their money. The idea that people or companies can be excluded from the monetary system and have their assets frozen over an opinion or lawful action is despicable, Vahe powerfully concluded. This discrimination must be wholeheartedly rejected if we are to keep free and open societies. End of article. Let me kick it over to you, Monica, for your comment first.
Yeah, this is just indicative of the absolute insane amount, this insane level of censorship we are facing. So even any normal person, even if they have not yet opened their eyes to what is really going on, you know, behind the veil, the deceit behind the, you know, what they're showing us in the mainstream, it should trigger some kind of a thought process to say, well, wait a minute, why are they actually not allowing people to talk, or that we're not allowed to see certain things or view certain things? Can we not make up our own minds, like show us, and then we can have the intelligence to make up our own minds? But no, this should just rattle everybody out of their comatose state. I just have to say that, to say, look, there's something wrong with this. And I just want to draw attention to, you know, during Bolshevik times in the Soviet Union, communist times, they had actually the death penalty for if people owned certain books or if people said certain things, or even they had a law against this thing that they call anti-Semitism, and it was punishable by death. We are going in that direction, and that is actually where we're at. Alfred pointed that out. I'll let Alfred talk about that. I mean, they are doing it just through different means with this jab. They are killing us slowly, but not directly saying, oh, it's because you are anti-Semitic, although they do actually kill a lot of people who have come out with the truth about what's going on. And, you know, if you point out the lies and crimes of a certain people, the parasite, then they do take you out in different forms. They either throw you in prison, or they might suicide you out of the world, or they might accident you out of the world, or they might give you a heart attack. I mean, there's all kinds of methods they use. So we have to, they will never be able to bury the truth. The truth always, always rises. Actually, Alfred, you used to say something, this hasn't come up in a while, but it was just a great metaphor. Trying to stop the truth from erupting is like trying to drink all the water in a lake to prevent you drowning in it when you are in it, you know, something like that. I'll hand it over to Alfred. You've got some good words about this.
Well, let's just quote, I think it was Richard Nixon. He says, it's not the crime that gets you, it's the cover-up that kills you. You know, and right now we are seeing, what is all the censorship about? It is about trying to cover up all of these accumulative crimes that these parasites have committed against us. And these crimes are so huge and go back so far. The sheer volume of these are just biblical in proportions. Whether we talk about their Holocaust hoax, whether we talk about 9/11, whether we talk about USS Liberty, whether we talk about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And now, to top it all off, the people they are injecting with the Jew kill shot bioweapon, COVID, corona, so-called vaccination. These are death shots. These are, when people roll up their sleeve, they are basically getting their death sentence. Now they think, I'm fine, nothing has happened yet. Well, this is a bioweapon that kills over time. Like a good rat poison, the rat will not recognize that this is actually poisoned bait, but it's not supposed to recognize it. That's why they have a time delay in there. It's like the fish, when he bites the worm on your fish hook, doesn't see the line either, and he only figures out that it was a trick when it's too late. Well, once you have taken that jab, there's no way of getting that poison out of your body any more than there's a way of getting the asbestos out of your lung if you take a good deep inhale of asbestos dust. I mean, it'll kill you. Not right away. It takes time. And that's what this bioweapon works. We know how it works, and it does kill everybody who's gotten it. It's only a matter of time, you know, how long it'll take, and it, that'll vary from person to person. But that's it.
Some people might have gotten the placebo, so you know that they might do just fine. When they find out what's in it, they better pray hard that they got the placebo. But I have a friend who just came out of a hospital for another matter. He's not jabbed himself, but he says it's really, really obvious to see that many, many people were dying in the hospital, and this was not a normal thing. Like, they were dying of circulation and heart problems and cancers, and they were younger people. It was really obvious to him that this was way over and above what would be normal stuff going on in the hospital. He says every single day there were people being, you know, dying in the hospital where he was. So this is already happening, and you know, we see people dropping dead on the field. I guess there was a big high profile case just yesterday, I think, an athlete dropping dead on the field, or they say they resuscitated him, I don't know. But yeah, that's happening already. Okay, yeah, that's it.
It's the arbitrary nature of how this is all going on. The last line, William, that you read in that last report, it was something about if we want to keep our freedom, we don't have our freedom anymore. We have to actually take it back. It has been taken from us, so we cannot keep something we don't even have anymore. And this is what people have to realize if they think that they are already in chains. We have to fight and take back what has been taken from us. It's just like if somebody has stolen everything that you've ever worked for, everything you've produced and created. If they can get away with it, it's theirs. I mean, then they keep it. But we do not have our freedom anymore, or we would not have the need to have these talks that we're having now. And this whole that's it. That has to be clear. We had freedom at one time, but even back when we were born, we did not. We were already being indoctrinated then. We just did not see it because the ratio of lies and truth was a very different one. But now it's only lies. You know, the mainstream media is only lies. And
I'll just say something about what you just said. We don't have our freedom. We need to take it back. That's absolutely true. Because you could say, look, we're all in an open air prison right now. And so when Alfred is telling you about the facing the Inquisition yesterday again, and they want to throw him in the gulag for 6 months for raising his arm in the courtyard in the prison as he was, indicating to another prisoner. And I was just telling a friend about this, and I was just saying about this is this Roman salute. It actually is a symbol of unity and friendship because you're showing your open palm that you're not carrying weapons. You're coming in unity and friendship. And now it's, you know, been rebranded to be something very, very dangerous. And that in Germany, this is really, really verboten, like it's very, very forbidden. And, you know, there was just an innocent remark came from my acquaintance. He just said, well, why did he do it if he knew it was illegal? And I wasn't fast enough on my feet. But what I would say to that, I would answer that with another question and say, okay, well, if the next law they make, which is just blots of toner on paper, as Alfred always likes to say, which I think is great, it's just describing these silly laws that they make, if the next blot of toner on paper says, you must now stop breathing, are you going to obey that law just because you know that it's illegal to breathe? No, you're going to keep breathing because you want to keep living. But, I mean, so it is with these ridiculous laws that, you know, just a gesture with your arm can get you 6 months in jail. And then the question says, you know, the questioner says, well, why did he do it if he knows it's illegal? Hey, I mean, this shows us we are enslaved. And that is what I did say to my acquaintance. I said, well, aren't we enslaved if we obey silly laws like that? Then we are all enslaved, aren't we? So that's my tying it into the current.
Let me jump in. Let me jump in real quick for a second. The fact that they can, that everybody's brain, the problem is how ruined everybody's brain is because we've been so brainwashed. We think that the only genocide that ever happened in human history was this Holocaust, which is which in reality is an inversion of what's actually happened. It was the Jewish parasite that holocausted the Germans in World War II. But prior to that, they holocausted the Russian people, the Russian Christian people, during Bolshevism from 1917 all the way up until World War II. And this is what Hitler knew about, and the German people were not going to have any of it because they were already being... they were already on their knees, as it was already after the Jewish Treaty of Versailles, which was the end of World War I and the treaty that the Jews foisted onto the Germans, who were not really at fault for World War I. I'm just barely touching the surface on the criminality of this parasitic Jew that needs to just, that everybody needs to become aware of. But instead, everybody's brain is wired in a way that they think that, oh, well, it's okay that they throw you in prison because you did a Roman salute, and that's Hitler, and Hitler killed 6 million Jews, and that's, you know, that's the only genocide that's ever happened ever. And so you deserve, this is an exception to the rule of free speech. You deserve to be thrown in prison for what you did. And people actually sit there and they say this stuff. You just got to ask people, do you listen to yourself when you think these thoughts and when you just kind of babble them back out at everybody like a parrot? And just, you know, it's disgusting. So stop and start doing some research. Don't defer your intelligence to experts. All right. That's a bunch of nonsense too. I had somebody recently tell me that you have to just defer to experts. We can't, you know, research everything. All right. So,
yeah. Yeah. Thanks a lot, William and Monica, for your last statements, because I want to connect both of them now and explain. I'll answer Monica's thing about when that person says, why did he do it if he knows it's illegal? Well, precisely that. Why? Because when you understand how this indoctrination works and this programming, I did it because, see, they use ever more abstract symbols to trigger the indoctrination that they've the emotions that they have ingrained in our brains with this indoctrination. They are supposed to have to just mention the Holocaust, this word Holocaust, and that triggers the scenes that they have played for us through Hollywood all of our lives, of all this poor victim Jews, innocent Jews being gassed and you know, taken out, 6 million of them, when that is completely 100% baloney, BS. There was no Jews, not one Jew gassed anywhere. It's all just utter nonsense. In fact, it's the opposite. The Jews fomented those wars, and they always take off and leave the area where the fighting starts. So of all the races or groups of people they are the ones who came out the with the least casualties. It was the Jews, and yet they are the ones who are screeching victimhood as we as they bleed us and inject us with the rat poison kill shots now. So it doesn't get any more grotesque, and it doesn't get any more opposite of what they tell us than what we see now. And and it might be easy not to do the Roman salute and just continue on as if everything is okay. But if that is why they have been able to take it to this point, is because for too long we were too initially we were too traumatized to do anything, and then we were too we just didn't recognize it. I mean, when that's how effective and efficient their indoctrination was. It was like a blanket of a matrix of deception and lies, and plus we had too much comfort, so that there was no incentive for us to really look for flaws in the system. But all that now is coming to an end. You know, the discomfort is growing, the lies are being exposed, and we are horrified by what we see when we expose all these lies, and yet we have to deal with it. Unfortunately, we cannot do it as long as people remain in their induced insane mode of operation of believing this stuff. It's like William just said, you know, if anybody still believes in that hoax, that Holocaust, and thinks they don't have to do anything, I mean, hey, this is going to reach all of us in the end, every one of us. And one thing I wanted to also get into with the new inquisition that I am facing is how totally arbitrary they can leech all our money out of us. It's just like BitChute. They'll use some excuse to steal all their money, and people don't realize that this is such high level criminality, and they just get away with it. Like, we have to, you know, that is, it's everyone's holy obligation now to face them down every single day, every single opportunity we get. I mean, you know, to take it down BitChute because they are allowing people to, you know, expose some of these lies and then calling it hate speech, and they have to be punished or something. I mean, hey, you know, they got away with 9/11. They got away with the world wars, as they call it. I mean, and now they're getting away with injecting us with rat poison. Anyway, I'll pass the microphone back to you.
They're just very used to getting away with their crimes, and so they become bolder and bolder and bolder and bolder and bolder, and they just keep committing the crimes and keep covering them up. They own the banking system. They own the world. I mean, they own the Federal Reserve, and they are the government. That is the government. We live under a Jewish dictatorship that comes through the Federal Reserve Bank. And the Federal Reserve Bank is just one octopus arm of the entire Rothschild banking system that spawns the whole planet. Any country that the media, because they own the media too, says to go and bomb, that's the one where they need to get better control of their central bank of the country, right? So they're evil because the Jews aren't controlling and tyrannizing and parasiting on that country as profusely as they want to be. So, you know, if you want to understand this problem really well, the best thing to do is go on BitChute and look up the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, or just look up Protocols of Zion, and you'll find a video that's 3 hours and 28 minutes long. Okay, it's just an audio book, and it's basically reading back all of the Protocols of Zion. You will get the overview understanding of what exactly they're doing. The whole thing about stealing the wealth away from the goyim, which is us, they consider us cattle slaves, and you'll find out that their religion is derived from the Babylonian Talmud, which is what the Pharisees that were held in captive in Babylon 600 BC that Jesus rebuked in the Bible. And I don't know why Christians don't understand this, and they go and start helping the Jews, the people Jesus said were the enemies of humanity. They derived their religion out of the Babylonian Talmud. It has nothing to do with the Bible. And they've also mistranslated the word Judahite, which is the true worshipers of God and actually Jesus Christ before Christ came. And then the translators translated that word to Jew, which Jew didn't even exist until they finished writing down their oral traditions, the rabbis. Out of the Babylonian Talmud, or for the Babylonian Talmud.
Very good. You know, I want to stress the importance of understanding the protocols of the Elders of Zion. That is like, if you have a computer and you want to understand how the computer works, you have to understand the operating system of the computer, and the protocols is like, one could say, the operating system of these people to function as a parasite. It's all written in there. It's all spelled out. And that combined with control over the money, and money is a thing that in no living organism, no other living organism that we know, is there such a thing as money. But for us human beings in our civilized or so-called civilized way of working with and living with each other and trading our true value, we have to use this medium called money. And if the Jews have learned ever since the existence of money that if they can get control of it, they can control all the people that use this money. And that's where the protocols are so very important, because this is basically the Judaism, they call that a religion, but I call it their operating system. And the protocols is a fundamental part of that operating system. In fact, everything that the Jews do is part of that operating system, including things like the raping of 3-year-old non-Jewish girls and then killing them for the crime of having seduced the holy man, the rabbi. Now, that holy man is not holy. He is the gang leader of a crime syndicate. And why do they do that? Why would a rabbi rape a 3-year-old non-Jewish girl and kill her? It is not to teach her about reproduction and so forth, and or, you know, sex or whatever. And it is not for pleasure, because nobody can tell me that it is a pleasure for a grown man to rape a 3-year-old girl and then to kill her for the crime of seducing him. And yet that is exactly what they do. And you know why? To overcome any pesky residual empathy that may hinder them in doing what the Jews like to do. Things like 9/11 or injecting your children while grinning at you, telling them it's good for them, injecting them with a bioweapon that will kill them. That is why. Now, we cannot even imagine such evil on such a scale, and yet that is what the reality is. And that's what we have to face up to. We have to face them down. We have to deal with it, because nobody is going to come from anywhere to do it for us. We are on this planet alone. And in fact, all the other races are expecting us to face up to this responsibility and deal with it. Because why? Because we are the most capable of doing it. If we fail, it will be the end of civilization on this planet, period. And, you know, Adolf Hitler, the great Adolf Hitler, he understood that very well. And he said that if we lose this war, you know, speaking for the Germans, that, oh, the evil Nazis, then this planet will end up being a barren planet like it was millions or billions of years ago with no human life on it. And he was right. That's what we are facing. But we are not dead yet, and we are up to it. We just have to, everyone, start to open your mind, understand what's going on, and you will also find that it is not, it will make you, you will not be unhappier understanding all this. You will be happy because you understand the problem and are finally doing something about it. You know, and I know Monica used to always tell me, you know, people are, it's only horrible if you see a problem and are unable to do something about it. But you are, once you start doing something about it because you understand it, then you are actually have a purpose in life, and that is what happiness is all about. I mean, like, even when I was in prison for 4 years and I'm facing these guys again, that doesn't make me unhappy. That's all part of the job. Just like a guy who's a mountain climber goes up on a mountain, he might, you know, be freezing cold and suffering dealing with fear and all that kind of stuff all the way up till he reaches the top. But why does he do it? Because he wants to reward himself with having reached the summit and done that, and then he's proud of it. And that's what we as a people are facing now. We are facing the task of our lives, and we are, you know, the challenge of our lives, and we are up to it. And by God, we're going to do it. So back to you.
Ah, yeah. Wow. Yeah. A lot of really great information there. And now when we get back from onto the second hour here, we just got a minute left or so. I want to get a little bit more into what happened to you just recently, Alfred, if you can tell us, just give us all the details of the whole story. I know you kind of summarized it there, but I will also finish off. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, yes, I do want to do that, because it the absolute insane arbitrariness of what I was dealing with there, if you'd have to see it to believe it. If you were the fly on the wall and could watch that and pay attention to what was going on there, you wouldn't believe it. It was just insane, utterly insane.
Patently insane, absolutely. All right, folks. We're done with the first hour. We'll be back in the second hour with Alfred and Monica Schaefer. Stick around and listen to our sponsors, please, and we'll be right back.
We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.